Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener, hour number two. And Rufus, you're just squealing like a hog over there this morning with the, with your earbuds.
Oh. I thought it was almost butchery time. I don't know what's happening here.
Now, somebody from Lillet just walked by. I didn't catch him in time. I was going to discuss Perfecto Mundo, but they moved too fast.
Oh, my.
But we've established through Dave that... And we'll talk to Billy here in a minute. That Perfecto Mundo came from the Fonz,
yes,
on Happy Days. So no more discussion needed for that. Billy is with us. Billy, at the farmer's market there. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We are too. We're doing okay. Rufus forgot about us this morning. He high-handed us, and as the guys in the mafia say, so he was watering his tomatoes, and it took dear Linda to call him out and say, "You're gonna be late."
She said, "Don't you think you better go?"
He was so relaxed; he was in a meditative state.
And, meditated.
Yeah,
he was meditating out there. You like that word, meditative?
I like that. Yes, that's a good
meditative state.
Descriptive word. Yeah.
And that's not when you take an aspirin either.
No,
that's not when you medicate yourself.
Not when you're sleeping on the job either. It's not a meditative state. That's not a good excuse. So I imagine that you still have one of Brother Rufus's favorite fruits, peaches.
Peach.
You got some peaches out there?
We do. I was down there looking, and there at the end, they had the big red variety this morning. I didn't see what Cindy had. I got by her space before Robert got everything.
That's a popular peach, isn't it?
It is. It's very sweet.
Are you talking about our friend from Taylorsville?
Yeah. When I walked by their place, they didn't have everything uncovered this morning. Robert was working on it when I went by there.
Well, I get peaches different places, but that's my favorite. And people just don't think of peaches being grown in Alexander County, but they're just as good as they get.
Well, that's Taylorsville area.
Yeah.
And Billy, you can pass this along. What they need to do is to bring down Harry Gant, who's a native who lives in Taylorsville, one of my favorite race car drivers. They need to bring him down to sign some autographs. Sign some autographs there at their booth at the farmer's market.
He was the first race car driver or NASCAR driver I ever met.
Yeah.
A wonderful guy.
Yeah.
He is.
Handsome Harry. He was a carpenter. He loved nothing. They asked him how he stayed in such great shape. He says, "I built houses." He built houses, and he worked on roof. He was on top of roofs with shingles.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah,
woo-hoo.
All of that. So the sitting in a 140 degree race car inside that thing for 3 or 4 hours was nothing for him.
Right.
Yeah, he's probably still in good shape.
Probably
he's got to be 80.
Yeah. You know, I always liked him and Cale Yarborough a lot.
Yeah, me too. I love Cale. Yeah. He had about 20,000 acres down there near Florence, Timminsville, Timmonsville area.
But so Rufus spread. Does like some type of kale.
Yeah.
Very good, Billy.
He did.
Very good.
I like kale.
There you go. I like my kale.
You walked
there.
Right into that, Rufus.
Yeah, I got it.
That was good. That was a good one, Billy. Dadgum. So let's move on from peaches. What else you got?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we got the kale. We have butter beans and peas. And
thank goodness.
Squash. Grape. Man, you seen them grapes. I don't know if you've been out here the last couple of weeks, Mike, but them grapes. I mean,
yeah, like, I've had some. I eat them up pretty quickly. Melissa got some last week, and I ate them up. I got to get some more.
And one thing I thought that was plentiful today was fish.
You know, so they got a lot of figs there, huh?
I can give y'all your
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, this has been, I guess, a good year for figs, although Rufus has had kind of a contentious relationship with his. They didn't want to come out.
And
now, now you've lost the leaves.
Now they're out in full force, though.
So that fig, what kind of fig? Was that brown turkey? Celeste?
Celeste.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I hadn't lost my leaves yet. That's weird.
Yeah. I got plenty of leaves.
I know. I do, too.
I got too much shade, just like I do for everything else I grow out there. But
well, Adam and Eve lost her leaves, too.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
You need coverage.
Well, WPTF is the place for coverage of anything. So, so you got figs. You can actually go out and buy figs. And maybe we should, I don't have any more figs. Rufus wants some fig preserves badly. Now, he would, I think, speaking as your spokesman, you would prefer some that didn't have any added sugar to it. But you're not going to be picky about it.
Absolutely not.
You just want some fig preserves. What about a fig Newton? Would you like a fig Newton?
I eat fig Newtons.
My mama did, too. I like fig Newtons.
My granny did. She always had them on the table down in.
I don't like the fig Newtons that don't have figs in them, though, or the different flavors or something.
You mean
the
strawberry thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's different flavors. Isn't that right, Billy?
Yeah, they got strawberry Newtons.
See, that doesn't work for me.
No.
It don't eat me either. I like fig Newtons. I like one sleeve at a time.
All right, so are the savor with a glass of milk?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Buttermilk? Do you like buttermilk?
No, I my grandma, my mama, I've seen them drink many a jug of.
What if it's real cold? Real cold buttermilk. All right, there's my answer. So moving on from the figs, what else do we have?
We have watermelons, the cantaloupe, blackberries, peppers, all types of peppers. I don't know how many varieties of peppers we have out here. Everything from sweet bell peppers rolling up to those Carolina Reapers, all that hot stuff.
Yeah, I went out and got some Tabascos the other day to supplement mine that don't really get ripened until about the first frost. So I found that place, and there must be 60 or 70 different kinds of peppers there, Billy. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And you can mix and match. They're all the same price. Just get you a bag, mix and match.
There you go. Can't beat that.
And yes, there is the Carolina Reaper there.
Mm-hmm.
That's under stress, under guard.
Yeah, there's a big old sign there that says beware.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was looking at some of those ghost peppers the other day, and they were peach ghost peppers, and their color on them were real pretty, kind of a peachy orange.
Well, that's just camouflage. That thing can kill you.
I had the safety officer with me that worked here at the market sometimes.
Well, that's probably a good idea to have him with you.
I tried to talk him into eating one. I said, see, it's real pretty.
You want to see a big man hit the ground?
He wouldn't fall for it, though.
No, good. Smart guy.
I guarantee he would have fallen.
Absolutely.
He'd fallen.
Yeah, he would have broken out in a sweat and been crying like a baby, maybe. So we had a great time out there last week, Billy. We were down among the plants and just had a big old time with John down there and Hardy Hibiscus. We gave away some Hardy Hibiscus and just a delight to be out there at the farmer's market, as always.
Had Judy come by, of course.
Had Judy Montague came by. And I'm sure she's out there today with her jar of banana pudding or strawberry shortcake or something.
Yeah, she brought me a jar of strawberry shortcake.
Yum.
Did you finish that up by the time you got home?
In a minute. I never left the grounds. It is really something.
Yeah, man. It's perfect. So yeah, check out Judy and plenty of plants out there. What about up in the market shop?
Oh, that place just—I don't know. I would say it never changes, but every time I go in there, I see something different.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in there.
Good.
Big old country store. So you got cinnamon bread, that sourdough. Now that's where y'all get your sourdough for that BLT we were talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the perfect thing. And we were talking about Bill Leslie put on Facebook a recipe for and through Linda Loveland was part of this.
Uh-huh.
And see if I can find it again. Yeah, it was a perfect BLT. It starts out with toasted sourdough bread. So you could get that sourdough bread, buy a loaf of that at the market bakery. Duke's mayonnaise, homegrown tomato slices with sprinkles of smoked paprika, salt, and pepper, strips of fresh basil on it, and only two slices. This is the only contentious aspect of this, is the two slices of bacon. And we raised our hands in objection to that.
Yeah.
It needs to be more bacon.
Unless it's real thick bacon.
Yeah. Hey. Three is better.
Yeah,
three is better.
Totally.
A little bit of lettuce and optional smoked Gouda cheese slice, and Rufus approved that. So that's from Bill Leslie and Linda Loveland.
They must have visited the market a lot.
I'm sure they do.
Because they can get every bit of that, right?
Every bit of it. Fresh basil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That really does sound good. Kind of gives it an Italian flair.
I may have to go get me one of them shopping bags and go around and build me a sandwich.
Build you a sandwich. That's it. That's a new vendor out there. Build a sandwich.
You got any mayo up in the office, Billy?
You got any Duke's mayonnaise?
I got some Duke mayo, yeah.
All right. Good for you.
I got another picture this week from a person visiting with the Rufus hot dog sign, and he and his wife stood there and got somebody to make a picture. So I figure someday that sign's going to go in the Smithsonian.
Smithsonian, there you go. Or at least the North Carolina History Museum.
Yep.
Could be. So also in the market shop, 321 Coffee, best coffee there is. NC State graduates came up with that, and they've been very successful, not just here but other places. The market grill, speaking of the Rufus Dog. They got Rufus Dog. They got a lot of other things. Nice little breakfast sandwiches in the morning.
Yeah.
So check them out. And big time eating at the Farmer's Market restaurant, which I know everybody in this room has frequented many times.
Yep.
And they're a good crowd out there this morning, Billy?
Yeah, they do. I believe it was Thursday. I went over there and got me some smothered pork chops.
Smothered pork chops.
Yeah.
And what did you have? Well, what kind of vegetable did you have with it?
Well, I went real healthy. I got fried okra.
That's not very healthy.
I don't know. It's good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only way to eat okra.
And what else did I get? Butter, beans, and corn mixed together.
It's almost succotash.
Almost.
Well, Billy, do you want to hold on a second, or... do you want to go?
I'll hold on.
All right. We'll be back, and we'll also talk to Professor Herb here coming up on WPTF. It's 9:21. We're back on WPTF at 9:26. Somebody was asking off the air about where to buy Wyatt Quarles grass seed, which is probably the best for certainly for this area, the best you can buy. And I know that at one time, or Phil's trying to find, I was looking for a dealer locator, Wyatt Quarles. It didn't come up. But I know at one time that the folks in Cary at Garden Supply carried it. I bet Burke Brothers carries it.
They did.
And maybe Hudson's.
As far as I know.
Hudson Hardware. I'm just guessing with those, all of them, actually, because I don't know for sure. I haven't seen a dealer list. But Phil is making a call right now. Just go over in the corner, Phil.
She's going to call the lady, and I'll bet you money.
Yeah, I'm calling Tony at Wyatt Quarles.
All right. Oh, she's calling Wyatt Quarles. Yeah. Well, we had a long time sponsors on this show, so we want to find out about that. Billy, before we run out of time here, and Herb gets tired of waiting, we need to talk about the other restaurant.
That's right.
Seafood. Man, oh man. Rufus's eyes are rolling back in his head.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. I went to a fancy seafood restaurant the other day. I will not say what. And I got something that was comparable, and it was not comparable.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
The best. If you want a lot of seafood, good-tasting seafood, Kemp knows how to cook.
Oh, man.
I went over there yesterday and got a house special.
Well, good gracious, what is the house special?
Oh, my God. It's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
All Calabash fried oysters and shrimp and scallops, the whole nine yards.
Were you able to carry it out yourself, or did you need help?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I sat down over there and ate.
Okay, that's probably a good idea.
You didn't eat it all, Billy, you didn't.
No.
No, one of the guys worked with research stations and stuff here for the Department of Ag was eating with me, and I eat probably 25% of my plate. He got a flounder plate, which was still plenty. I ate probably 25%, and he looked at me, he said, "You ain't even touched your plate."
Yeah.
And I had eaten 25% of what was inside that great big plate.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a three mealer, I call it.
Yeah,
that's right. Unless they allow you to sit there for a long time and make a pallet. Then you
get a recliner.
Get a recliner or something.
I can tell you what I'm eating for lunch today.
Seafood?
I'm eating seafood from yesterday.
You getting a house special?
I'm going to eat leftovers from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good for you. So we got Logan's out there, Super Sod. It all, man.
We got everything.
Well, Billy, you have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too. Y'all come see us.
We shall. I'm going to get me some grapes and butter beans. All right, we'll be back with more of the Weekend Gardener and talk to Professor Herb. We appreciate your patience. On WPTF, the Weekend Gardener, Mike Rayley here, along with Phil Campbell, Campbell Road Nursery. Y'all open today till
5.
Till 5.
Mm-hmm.
You open tomorrow?
No, not
okay.
Sunday.
Not open tomorrow. Not on Sunday. Not on Monday.
No, we're open on Monday.
You open on Monday.
Yeah, every day but Sunday. Yeah.
Gotcha. And the esteemed Rufus Edmonston. You have been steamed, I'm sure, but...
Well, I was thinking about that, yeah. Yeah.
But the esteemed former Attorney General and Secretary of State and the current Secretary General of Gardening, which we think that the auditor's office is going...
Well, Billy Parker keeps stirring that up, but he wants to know what my salary is.
Your salary is for being a Secretary General of Gardening.
Maybe Herb can
and
give
we
advice
think,
on that.
Yeah. So, Herb, thank you for your patience, and how does your garden grow, sir?
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And Phil, hope you all are well.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Doing great.
This is a beautiful morning. Absolutely beautiful. I am sitting here on the steps looking out of the yard, and you were talking about what's blooming. I just had a hummingbird to go past me at hibiscus. So that's one thing. But one of the things that you did not mention that I love are wildflowers, and the sunflowers, swamp sunflowers out there blooming. They're not blooming. They're budded up, getting ready to bloom. But the Joe Pye weed is drawing bumblebees and all kinds of things, so that's nice. And I'm getting a second blooming on the hibiscus and the roses. And I walked in the yard the other day, and I said, what is that smell? And it's the tea olives. I've got two tea olives.
Oh, boy.
Blooming very nicely. And before I go, speaking of figs, I've got a new fig bush that I've started, and it's growing very nicely, and I'm hoping that maybe next year it will give me a fig or two. I don't have fig preserves, Rufus, but what I do have are dehydrated figs.
Oh, wow.
That's good. You can put some in your pocket, Rufus, when you're out there watering.
Never had one.
Yes.
Be like a date.
Exactly. And the thing with it is, because they're dehydrated, the flavor is more concentrated because you have less water.
Yeah.
So if you can't find somebody to do the preserves, try a few dehydrated ones, and I think you'll like that as well.
Yeah.
Herb, you mentioned sunflowers. Have you ever tried the Mexican sunflower?
Yes, I have. I love Mexican
sunflower. I love that thing.
I do, too. They're so pretty.
You're talking about attracting every kind of beautiful insect.
Oh, yeah.
Hummingbirds. They're wonderful.
They're reliable, too.
Yeah, they planted a bunch of them out in the park area. I absolutely love them. I've grown them as well. And my oranges are loaded, and the limes are doing well. And I don't know if I'm going to get bananas this year because I have to bring them. I have to bring them inside, and my yard is covered, and I have no place to put anything. And my wife has said you need to build a greenhouse because in the winter I have to bring the I don't have to bring the oranges in. They're okay, but I do have to bring in the bananas and the hibiscus and the limes and all that. So looking forward to the rest of the blooming season here, including the tomatoes, which I hope will do better than they did this summer.
Well, Herb, you mentioned hibiscus, bringing it in. Surely you've got some that winter over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I do have those. I have both. I have the overwinter natural ones, and then I have the tropical ones as well. So.
Yeah.
Well, look, y'all have a great weekend. You know, people tell me to have a good weekend, and I tell them I'm on a perpetual weekend at this stage of my life.
I am so glad.
Every day's a weekend, so y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Herb. Bye-bye. All right, thanks for calling. I always love to hear from Herb.
What a delightful person.
He is, indeed, and so smart and upbeat and positive. And there's...
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you what, I think the CIA
I think that's it. I think there is a bugging device somewhere in here. And...
Well. Just for that, let's do the Cliff Joyner saying of the day.
Well, I think that'd make me feel better.
All right. No day in which you learn something is a complete loss.
Say that again.
No day in which you learn something is a complete loss.
Yeah. And I learn something on this show every week.
Yeah.
I learn something.
Yep.
So,
sure do.
Speaking of which, Wyatt Quarles grass seed can definitely can be found at Hudson's Hardware, any of their locations.
Right.
And maybe Burke's. I'm not positive about Burke's or Garden Supply, but I know that I have purchased at Garden Supply before when we were doing remotes out there. So Hudson Hardware, I know, is in. They are apparently going to build a new one in Johnston County.
Oh, okay.
Near the Flowers Plantation area. And, but they have one in Clayton. They have a nice store in Clayton. And, of course, the flagship is in Garner. And what a wonderful place to visit. And they are some of our sponsors. You got you some NABs, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, some four corner square.
I'm going to share with Rufus.
Orange NABs there.
I've been eyeing that chocolate.
Uh-oh.
So you're going to go cross-eyed because you've been eyeing the NABs too, haven't you?
Yeah, I looked at them.
Well, you got to have a little salt after you eat your sweet.
I think some of those, if you got you a pocket full of dried dates, dried figs,
that would be good.
Those would be healthy.
Yeah.
My grandma used to dry apples and put them in the attic.
And then put them in apple turnover.
How did she dry them?
And they just put them on wire sheets, and somehow they dried. Yeah. And then in the apple pies and the apple turnovers.
Well, when did it attract flies?
Well.
How'd you keep the flies away?
She knew how. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all don't have flies in the mountains, do you?
Oh,
it's too.
The biggest.
It's too high up.
The biggest horse flies that's ever been invented.
They can tote you away, as my Uncle Russell used to say. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. It's 9:42. Back on WPTF at 9:45. Mike Rayleigh here, and we have Phil Campbell from Campbell Road Nursery, and she'll be back next week, too. We'll be at Bell's Carpets and Floors for our Labor Day extravaganza, and Brother Rufus will be there. Always enjoy going to see
Fred.
Well,
the thing I remember so much about that is a lady came when we were there one time and brought me my lost...
That's right.
Boxing Hall of Fame ring, which I've lost again on a trip to the mountains, and maybe somebody will find it somewhere.
Maybe so. You never know. Yeah, she found she found it in the parking lot of the Dollar Tree in Garner.
Check the Dollar Tree
odds?
In Boone.
Yeah. Where did you go in Boone besides
everywhere?
Okay, well.
You could be on Howard's Knob, Deep Gap.
Well, that's your contribution. I think that's probably your contribution to the mountains.
I think that thing's done been sold and melted down now.
Oh, good. Linda in Durham. Another Durham caller. Linda, figs, huh?
Linda, about figs, yes.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the fig trees earlier, and I was outside watering my garden. My fig tree is about 12 feet tall, and it's humongous. And you were right. The figs seem to have disappeared, and now all of a sudden I'm looking out there and I see ripe ones hanging everywhere. But I don't know the name of the fig tree that I have. They're the small ones. They're not large, but they're very tasty. But I bought it at one of the gardeners that's on the show, but I don't remember which tree it is.
Celeste is what Phil thinks it is.
Yeah. It sounds like Celeste. That's what mine is.
Okay,
it's just a small, it's not tiny, but it's a smaller fig.
Yes.
And it's very sweet.
Yes.
And it makes really good preserves.
Oh, believe me, my neighbor does all of that. I don't do that, but it is a Celeste. And they are coming back. So, but now.
Well, maybe Linda's neighbor will make you some fig preserves, Rufus.
Believe me, she's keeping me with cakes, and she said you supply the figs, I'll do the bacon.
Oh, yum.
Now, when I cut it back, because it is very large, can I cut it back to the ground?
I wouldn't cut it to the ground. The first thing I would do is cut all of the old wood out. And you can tell what the old wood is by most of the time the bark is going to start splitting a little bit or peeling off, especially down at the bottom
and
where it came
pliable.
Out of the ground. Right. And so it's some of the, it could be even some of your larger stems. I mean, some of your first stems. So it seems like you're cutting like the mother part of the tree away, but you need to get those out because there's fresh stems coming out every year, but every day almost. And so I cut mine back. What I did was went in and I cut all of the old wood out that was looked like it wasn't doing that good. Sometimes the leaves are not as big and healthy looking and maybe a little bit yellow. And then the stems with the big green leaves are obviously doing pretty well. And so every year I just cut that dead wood out. But the biggest place to look for that is down, like I said, down close to the ground. It's where it starts, the trunk starts to split.
So you don't give it a haircut?
No.
Not if you want to have figs for a couple of years.
I let it have air. I just cut it so more air can circulate through the tree, and it makes it easier for the birds to fly in and get the figs, too.
Lately, it's taken over my, it's covering up my other plants out there. And last year, what I did, I took some tape, and I just put a piece of tape on the ones that the limbs that I wanted to save.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially the way you're talking about.
Sounds great.
And so so right now when they're still hanging full of figs, it's now the best time to sort of identify them, maybe start taping the ones that I need to cut out at right this time of year.
It's probably not a bad time because it's been so hot this summer. If they're starting to look a little fragile, some of the limbs or some of the down, like I said, down towards the ground at the trunk, if it's starting to look fragile, if the leaves are starting to look yellow on it, whereas the other leaves are really green, I would go ahead and mark those limbs, yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
That's I have a large field that's seen my fig trees, too. They're over 100 years old. And over the years, I'll bet I've cut them and cut them and cut them. I always cut back about a third because it tries to cover my doorway going into the garage. And of course, you can't reach the top leaves anyway. So other than cutting it to the ground, I don't think you can cut it too much. But if you cut it to the ground, like Phil said, it'd take a couple of years for you to get figs to eat again. So.
Yeah, okay. I won't cut it to the ground. But I will. I mean, actually, in the wintertime, I actually use the tall ones and all of this to put Christmas lights out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, when there's no leaves.
Right. Oh, that's pretty.
And it does. It is. It's pretty in the backyard. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your information and to identify what it is. I appreciate it.
All right. Your neighbor to bring Rufus some fig preserves.
she does a good job of it.
That's great.
Just take it to the Edmonston building on Salisbury Street.
Oh, and I froze them. I mean, I'm freezing them whole.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
You can make some dry. Have you had any dried figs like Herb was talking about?
I've bought them, but I haven't, I haven't personally dried any in my air.
That's good stuff.
Well, you just said something that resounds with me. You said you freeze them?
Yes. In other words, just put them on a sheet pan, put them in the freezer, let them all, freeze, and then I just put them in a bag. And my neighbor, she said that's what she's done with them for years. And so then my neighbors are asking for some, and so I've just taken some out of the freezer. Because when it stopped producing,
right,
my neighbor had asked, she said, Linda, do you mind if I come over and get some figs? I said, get all you want, but I said, they're hanging full, but they're not ripening, and all of a sudden they are.
Yep.
And so I took out a bunch of the ones I had frozen, and gave them to her.
So, well, I'll be picking some to freeze this afternoon.
I mean, really, put them on a sheet pan, let them freeze, and then throw them in a plastic bag and put them in the freezer. So we'll see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. Bye. And not some nice photos from Celeste, a longtime listener of the show. She got one of, we gave away a bunch of, or John out at the farmer's market gave us a bunch of hibiscus to give away. And we did so, and Celeste got one. She sent me some photos. This has some of the kind of purpley leaves. Some leaves are green, some are purple, and it's got deep magenta flowers on it. Very pretty. So I like that. Thank you so much, Celeste, for doing that. And thank you, John. Is that Long Hill Nursery?
Long Hill.
Long Hill Nursery at the Farmer's Market. John is a cat bird.
He certainly is.
Yes, sir. So, he is the deal maker over there. And the man who says that he doesn't want to eat any more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, he wants to sell some stuff so he can eat steak.
All right.
So you go over there and buy from John. And all those vendors, they're just great people out there. You can find figs. We've been talking so much about figs today. You can You can buy figs out at the farmer's market today and muscadine grapes. I eat the seed and skin. What about you?
And still get peaches.
You can still get peaches. Big Reds.
Well, see, you're doing that right on the muscadines, yes. Now, the peaches, we have a differing view.
Yeah, I just, my sister was in the same camp, and we have had people who just take them and eat them. The itchy old, I don't know, the nectarines are okay, but.
Well, if you'll take the peach and sort of put it under the spigot and sort of rub it.
Give it a bath.
You're not going to find this.
Get the peach fuzz off.
I think you just have a thing about.
No, it just tickles. Sometimes it itches, but it tickles. So that's my only qualm with it. I love peaches. But I'm just not going to. Now, I'll take, when I get out and go to walk, I grab a fig and right off a tree and eat it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And dust it off a little bit.
Well, make sure that. The only thing that's a little bit iffy is your eating habits, as far as the chitlin club's concerned, is that pumpernickel bread for a tomato sandwich.
I don't see what that has to do with the chitlin club.
Well,
sir, I mean, respectfully.
Well, it does have some weirdos in it, that's for sure.
You're saying that I'm weird because I like pumpernickel bread? I like dark bread?
A pumpernickel with tomato. That'd be
tomato?
I'm greatly condemned because I've talked before about a banana and peanut butter and mayo sandwich.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, some people say that.
Well, I don't know. The man, I'd rather just have the peanut butter, I think.
They say putting mayo on there is just a crime.
Well, if you got the two on there, I don't know. Well, that's kind of sour and sweet
to a
certain extent. But then there's Elvis, who liked them deep fat fried, basically, the banana sandwiches. Have you tried that?
I tried one out at the state fair one time and liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've never had that, but I like it. You know, I just see on the screen there, Humpy Wheeler passed away this week. You knew Humpy, didn't you?
What a great guy.
Yeah, I interviewed him one time. What a sad thing for him to pass. He was one of a kind.
He certainly was, and he was also a member of the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was a boxer. Obviously never had a nose job after his last boxing match because his nose was a little flattened
from
that.
He was Mr. Motor Speedway race.
Yeah. He's a good football player at University of South Carolina, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
just a nice guy, as you know.
He was, and he was the best marketing guy there's ever been. He was the P.T. Barnum of racing. But I remember him talking. He grew up in Belmont, and he says all you could see were factories. There were factory buildings around. He said if we could get up enough gas money, we'd go to Charlotte so we could watch cars go by. see a Cadillac or a Lincoln or something.
Yeah.
That's so small town. That's the way I grew up, too. Yeah. Just just go over and sit around at a gas station and watch cars go by.
Or drive, what do you call it when you drove through town back and forth, back and forth, back and forth?
Yeah.
Like what down in Benson? You mean?
That's what they used to call it. What is that? Dadgummit.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever did that.
It wasn't cruising, was it?
Cruising. Yeah, yes, it was cruising. I don't think we ever did that in Nashville.
Yeah, we sure didn't, Boone.
Maybe it was before I could drive.
Turn around at the Smithies. Smithies was a store started in North Wilkesboro.
All right, we got to get out of here for a few minutes and let you get updated on the news and weather. The WPTF Weekend Gardener, I'm Mike Raley, along with Rufus Edmiston and Phil Campbell of Campbell Road Nursery. We shall return.